This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Ellen Hewitt. Trial begins today for the founder of a San Francisco-based sexual wellness company and an executive who were accused of exploiting employees. Ellen, let's start by having you tell us about this company, One Taste. What is it that they did?
So One Taste is a sexual wellness company that was started in 2004 in San Francisco. And the big thing that they sell or sold is courses on orgasmic meditation. So this is a 15-minute partnered genital stroking practice that they say taught mindfulness, helped you expand your sexuality, and they called it orgasmic meditation, or OM for short.
What is it that they are accused of doing? Because it sounds like some of the clients and the workers were sort of, you know, I guess, bullied.
Right. So some of this stems back to 2018, which is when I wrote a story for Bloomberg about some of the practices at One Taste. So for a long time, One Taste had been kind of, a known entity in the U.S., both in San Francisco and in New York, L.A., other places, because of this unusual practice that they taught, orgasmic meditation. But our story was kind of the first to discuss some of the darker sides of the company, where some of its former employees and former customers say that they were exploited by the company, both financially, psychologically, and also sexually in some cases.
How much money are we talking about? Were they forced to continue to take classes? Were they forced to take out money in order to pay for these classes?
Yeah, so it's a mix of things. Former members, former customers and employees say that, yes, they were pressured to take on debt in order to buy expensive courses, sometimes up to five figures, for a course, $20,000 or $30,000. Taking on debt in order to pay for courses. Some of them say that they were also pressured to have sex or do this orgasmic meditation practice with other employees or with customers of the company, or in some cases with investors of the company, so that they felt that this was actually a coercive environment in which they were sometimes pressured to have sex or do sexual acts with people for the furthering of the business.
What does the founder and the exec say in their defense?
So, there are two executives on trial starting today in New York. The founder, Nicole Dadone, and her second-in-command, Rachel Chorowitz, and both women have pleaded not guilty. The charge is forced labor conspiracy, so it's not actually that they've been charged with extracting forced labor, but simply that they were conspiring between the two of them and with others to extract forced labor from their customers. They have claimed that these allegations are not true. They plan to try to defend themselves as vigorously as possible.
And is this supposed to be a long trial, or is this something that should be pretty cut and dry when you have witnesses that come forward and say, this is what I was forced to do?
I actually expect it to be quite long and somewhat complicated. It is scheduled for 6 weeks. I think, as we know, with trials, sometimes that can last longer. And it's, it's a complicated case. Like, they're not alleging the usual type of forced labor, which might be more cut and dry, like if an employer withholds someone's passports or something in order to make them work. In this case, it's a little bit more of psychological pressure, coercive control, these types of things that might be a little bit more intangible, but nevertheless could be quite powerful.
We'll keep watching this trial and track it along with you. That is Bloomberg's Ellen Hewitt. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.